Geek Radio Daily for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009. All the geek with a little bit of snow. Here in Central Virginia, well, first off, I should say yesterday, it was 66 degrees. Today, right now, it's snowing outside. This is playing havoc with the cold that I don't have because I'm not getting sick, but damn are they trying to make me sick. So, good morning to you. Welcome to Tuesday. Welcome to DVE Day, taking a peek at your geek news and all that fun stuff. And you'll be doing it just with you and I, because today you're sitting here with me.
The one, the only, Billy Flynn.
And I thank you so much for showing up. It was on this date, February 3rd, 1995, that the space shuttle Discovery blasted off with the woman, Eileen Collins, in the pilot seat for the first time, because sisters are doing it for themselves. Isla Fisher's 33. She was Gloria in Wedding Crashers. She's been in other things, but really, that's the one you know. Warwick Davis is 39. He was the Leprechaun. Okay, fine. He was an Ewok and other things, and, you know, I believe he's Professor Flitwick in Harry Potter, but he's the Leprechaun, man. Keith Gordon is 48. He was Doug Fetterman in Jaws 2. He was also Arnie in Christine. I bring that up because he's one of the few people I recognize. I'm like, oh, that guy. Nathan Lane is 53 years old. He was, of course, been in everything, but he was fantastic in the movie Jeffrey as a gay priest. Morgan Fairchild is 59 years old. Yeah, that's the ticket. And Blythe Danner is 66 years old. She was in Meet the Parents, but come on. She gave us Gwyneth Paltrow, right? I believe so. Yeah, I think so. That's fantastic. So, yeah, the vicar, belt buckle, whatever he's calling himself these days, with the assless chaps and just singing and dancing with his rodeo shooting things, I just don't know. It keeps our day of when he gets to come back keeps going further and further. So until further notice, it's just you and I. And I hope that's okay, because it's just the two of us and we can make it if we try. Tonight on some TV pages, CBS has a rerun of NCIS, a rerun of The Mentalist, but a brand new freaking episode of Without a Trace. So if you haven't seen the first two, you've got a whole brand new night at CBS. If you have, just, well, watch something else until your new Without a Trace shows up. Tonight on ABC, on Homeland Security USA, an episode entitled These Are Human Skulls and Belong to Someone. Man, that Homeland Security. Those are some bright folks. Human Skulls and They Belong to Someone? Followed by two episodes of Scrubs and Primetime Live is on as well. ABC's showing two episodes of Scrubs like pretty much every week, so either they filmed double the amount of episodes, or their season's going to be over like in 2 weeks. NBC has a new Biggest Loser, followed by a new Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Over on Fox, the alleged singing continues on American Idol, followed by a new episode of Fringe, in which freakish remains are found. Something freakish happening in the show Fringe? No! I'm not buying that. What, did I just fall off the turnip truck yesterday? I don't think so. A&E tonight, Manhunters, Fugitive Task Force. Tonight they're going after the Bronx Boys. Yeah, you coming after me? Now forget about it. Wow. Normally my accents are a little better. Tonight on AMC, American Movie Classics, it's Thelma and Louise telling the entire world that a strong feminist statement is to drive your car off a cliff. Sorry. Hey, Brad Pitt's in there. A young Brad Pitt, and the ladies tell me he's dreamy in it. So you've got that looking for you if you think so. Whatever, Brad Pitt. Animal Planet tonight on Lost Tapes. Megaconda. Which sounds like it should be a movie starring The Hoff, right? Come on. The Hoff, Casper Van Dien, and Billy Zane in Megaconda. You would go see that in a heartbeat, especially if it was in 3D. Country Music Television tonight, Bill Engvall's Here's Your Sign Awards. Giving awards to all those people that deserve their signs. Tonight on Discovery Channel and Dirty Jobs, it's a diaper cleaner, and oh, God, yeah. Baby's just nasty. Tonight on the Food Channel, Food Detectives, it's a miracle berry. Oh, the things it can solve. FX tonight, X-Men, The Last Stand, followed by a new episode of Nip Tuck. History Channel tonight on The Universe. They're taking us to the edge of space. FMC has Zorro, The Gay Blade. Fantastic film, you need to see that. TLC with two episodes of 17 and counting, but if I'm watching anything tonight, it is going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel, because tonight three sisters and their friends cross paths with a family of bloodthirsty killers at a late relative's backwoods home. Tonight, Tara Gerard and Pat McKeeley go to Lake Dead.
Let's check the inbox.
And taking a peek at the good old GRD mailbag, let's see. Hey, Mr. Flynn, it's Corvus from the fine forums here at GeekRadioDaily.com. Thank you so much there. I just wanted to send you a big thank you for that bit you did a couple of days back about what setup you use to record GRD. I've just splashed out on a Behringer Xenix 1202 mixing deck, two Behringer B2 Pro mics, and all of the associated cables, mic stands, and headsets so that my wife Lynn and I can record our podcast. The software setup you described was exactly what I'm planning on using. So to hear someone with experience in the broadcast industry, my day job. Dang, that's sweet. Broadcast industry, I sound like a professional. Uses a similar setup, gave me a big confidence boost. That's Corvus's mail there. Dude, you're entirely welcome. I mean, that's what the podcasting community is, and that's what's so great about it. We're all in this together, and any tricks that we all learn, we pass them on to each other, because that's just the cool thing to do. Moving on, let's see. No one has tried a TV to feature film reunion movie. Have you heard of a little thing called Star Trek The Motion Picture? No, I haven't. Okay, fine. I thought I might have, but I will give you the fact that it is a rarity. Anyway, you keep up the stellar work. That's from Surreal. Theoretically, Star Trek The Motion Picture was not so much a reunion movie as it was the big budget adaptation for what was to be a new Star Trek TV series that didn't pan out. So I'm not going to quibble and we're cutting semantics here, but I'm thinking reunion movies like Bring Me the Head of Dobie Gillis and stuff like that, where everyone gets back to get what's happening now. Granted, it doesn't happen very often either way. Dearest Billy Flynn, are you lonely? Now that the artist formerly known as the Vicar found his calling giving cows better milk. At least my friend with the dairy farm told me the country music gives cows better milk when I asked him if the rock station came in at the barn. And it isn't the rentals. It is the every time I have over 100 movies that the format changes and I need to replace all my movies, so why wouldn't I rent and save myself space for books? And can you tell me who was using the killer toaster in 3D naughty movies featured in recent Geek News by, hear the phrase, oh my eye? Until the cows come home, make mine GRD. That's from Corey. Corey, I was with you until that last sentence, man. Let's see. You know, I've heard this about cows giving better milk. And, you know, besides country music, classical music, just like with plants, works better for cows as well. Although, for some reason, they do prefer Vivaldi. I don't know why that is. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Why would we keep buying the same damn movies over and over again when you keep changing what the format is? Of course we're going to go to rentals, and of course we're going to go to just, digital downloads, because that's just the way of it. That third sentence? Man, I got no idea what you're talking about, but it sounded fantastic. If you'd like to drop us a line, please do. Send it over to Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Coming right back with a look at your DVDs and some geek news on this Tuesday, February 3rd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Oh my god, I just found a CGC 9.8 grade ashcan edition of Mutant Warrior Babes from the Planet Zargon number 1 with a chromium cover signed by the inker. I'm gonna bid right now.
Stop right there, citizen.
Oh my gosh, it's Night Ranger and Working Man from the Inner Circle.
Before you foolishly squander your allowance, check out the Fistful of Comics podcast.
Fistful of Comics podcast? What's that?
It's a weekly podcast covering comics, games, movies, RPGs, and other geeky goodness.
And where can I find this at?
www.fistfulofcomics.com.
Well, now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What's the other half?
The other half is Geek Radio Daily, baby. It is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2009. And it's still snowing. That's fine. That's entirely fine. Tuesday, of course, it's new DVD day, so what do you say?
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you might, and some of the things that you wanted came out today. And look, Zach and Miri Make a Porno, Kevin Smith, the great, the wonderful, the fantastic, the new John Hughes, Kevin Smith, my favorite filmmaker, his new movie's out today, Seth Rogen. Zach and Miri Make a Porno, okay? Madagascar Escape to Africa, in which Sacha Baron Cohen's the best thing about it, I've heard. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist, which I missed when it first came out, and I want to see it. Michael Cera and some incredibly cute chick running around listening to songs all night. The Secret Life of Bees. If you want to see Dakota Fanning hang out with Queen Latifah, that's your movie. Afro Samurai Resurrection, apparently he's coming back. Can't stop him. Oliver and Company, Billy Joel taking his swing at being a Disney character. Still no Parker Lewis today, though, but you can see the story Old West time as Sheriff Logan Kane and his incompetent younger brother Stuart and sexy gun shop owner Grace have to fight a posse of the undead to save the town and rescue Logan's new bride from a fate worse than death. That's right, my friends, today you can face Dead Noon.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Billy the Bull, talking about Hellboy, and says, look, I'm working on The Hobbit for a while now. We're 3 or 4 years away from another Hellboy movie happening. However, he's given his blessing for another filmmaker to take the director's chair for a BPRD spinoff. Now, nothing has been officially said about that, but apparently they are planning, while waiting for Billy the Bull to do Hellboy 3, they are planning to do an offshoot for BPRD. And for my money, that's where some of the best stories in the comics are told, is from the BPRD point of view. So we're all looking forward to that. So if you get your new Windows update, you should be prepared to know that it slips into Firefox extension for you. And it's for .NET Framework Assistant. It adds click one support with the ability to report .NET versions to the server, blah, 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 blah. It's basically there, you know, Microsoft slipping in, once again, stuff into your operating system that you don't necessarily want, but they desperately want you to have. It's how they keep track of you and, you know, will rule the world. So, India brought us a $2,000 car. Now they're working on a $20 laptop. What? It's a project backed by New Delhi, and it would considerably undercut the so-called $100 laptop, known as the Children's Machine, or XO, which was designed by MIT. The laptop is the centerpiece of the One Laptop Per Child charity initiative, launched by Nicholas Negroponte, the computer scientist and former director of MIT. The $20 laptop would undercut the EPC made by Taiwan's Aztec. Weird. If you could get a $20 laptop, I think I would want it, but I don't know that it would actually work. Would it still have the same hand crank that the other ones do? No telling. I don't know at all. Let's see. What else have we got for today? It's Tuesday and everything's moving slow. Oh. Pictures here. I've got the link in the show. It's a real live warthog. Actual pictures of it in move. Guy on the back that's got the gun. It's an actual honest-to-God warthog. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's incredibly cool. There's no real news to it, but I thought you should know that. So there's a new thing called Cloak, designed by a scientist at Hewlett-Packard in Princeton. It's a cloak. Since everything is closed-captioned TV from now on, what this will do is blur everybody's faces. So what? What's the deal with that? Well, what you have to do for it to cloak your face so you won't show up on the cameras is you have to carry a cell phone with GPS capability, which then talks to the camera. So then it'll know who you are, so it doesn't necessarily have to show your face because the government is still keeping track of you, no matter what you do, because it's just the kind of thing that they do. The government's out to get everybody. Professor Imo Rubik, you might know him, you might remember him. He invented the Rubik's Cube. Well, he's back and he's got the Rubik's 360, hoping to repeat the success and fame that he had before. The puzzle, which was shown to the Sunday Telegraph ahead of a toy industry fair in Germany on February 5th, confronts users with the same frustrating challenge of tests. So simple to understand with only one possible solution, yet extremely difficult to execute. You must get colored balls from an inner sphere into a matching slot on the outer sphere by shaking them through a middle sphere that only has two holes. Doesn't make a lot of sense to hear me describe it. Again, pictures with the show. Just follow the link. But yeah, he's back. He is back. So, apparently, we're not the only ones with budget crunches anywhere, because in Japan, the police are not, they don't have money for sketch artists anymore. You know, it's just an effort to trim budgets. So, I've got the link in the show notes, and you can go see it. So instead of getting descriptions and making police sketches with an actual police sketch artist, because that costs money, they're using the Nintendo and making Miis based on the descriptions that people are giving them. And right now they're currently looking for someone who did a hit and run, and they're using a Mii as his wanted poster. And, well, I'm not even going to make a joke about how all the Miis look the same, because as we all know, everyone's just a little bit racist. Geek Radio Daily, please subscribe through iTunes, write a review while you're there, tell everyone how wonderful I am, and okay, fine, doesn't matter. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Please go check out the store while you're there. It's at cafepress.com/geekradiodaily. Send us some mail, please. We love the mail to Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce, or podcast, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Signing off.
Your time is up. I will no longer play for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this disc jockey will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
night, everybody.